what Mr. Soames has to say.
So do I, Watson, so do I. Sit down, Mr. Soames. Yes. Compose yourself and expound.
Oh, thank you. I must tell you that tomorrow is the first day of the examination for the Fortescue Prize, and I am one of the examiners.
Ah, that is a valuable prize, is it not?
A great deal of money is involved, and a great deal of prestige.
Since you're an examiner, one may assume that at least one of the papers is Greek.
Yes, indeed. The first paper consists of a large passage of Greek translation. Now, today at 3:30, the page proofs of that paper arrived from the printers. I had, of course, to read them over very carefully to make sure that the text was absolutely correct. At 4:30, I had not completed my task, but I had engaged myself to take tea in the rooms of a colleague. I left the page proofs upon my table, and when I returned...
Let us leave your return for a moment. Let us follow your actions through. You locked the door to your rooms.
Of course.
Most college rooms are designed on the same principle, are they not? A common hall and staircase with rooms opening off it. You occupy the ground floor set, hmm?
That is so.
And you closed and locked the door?
Yes. I tested it to make sure that the bolt had gone home, and I put the key in my pocket.
Your right-hand pocket?
Well, yes.
Everything about you, Mr. Soames, your stance, your gestures, the shading on your shaved chin, all these show you to be a man of the right. You went on your way.
I did, yes.
How long did your tea appointment last?
A little under an hour.
So, you returned about 5:30?
Yes. The college clock was striking the half hour as I returned to my room.
And on your return, what did you find?
As I approached the door of my rooms, I was amazed to see a key in it. For an instant, I imagined that I had left my own there. But on feeling into my pocket, I found that that was not the case. The only duplicate which exists, insofar as I am aware, is that which belongs to my servant, Bannister, a very superior man whose honesty is above suspicion.
So, the door to your rooms was unlocked.
You went in. What did you observe?
It was immediately clear to me that someone had interfered with the papers. They were in three long strips. I had left them together in the correct order.
On your table?
Yes. But now I observed that one of them was lying on the floor. One was on a side table near the window. The third was still on my table.
Page one on the floor, page two on the window table, page three on your own work table, where you had initially left all three.
Precisely. How could you possibly know
that?
You
were in an urgent mood when you arrived here, Mr. Soames. Press on with your tale.
I summoned Bannister at once and confronted him with the situation. He admitted that the key was his. He said that he had come to see if I wanted tea, and finding that I was not in, he had gone away, leaving his key in the lock of the door. This forgetfulness would have mattered little on any other occasion, but on this day, of all days, it has resulted in the most deplorable situation. The examination takes place tomorrow. The examination papers have been tampered with.
What was Bannister's reaction to this discovery?
He was very much upset. He nearly fainted when I questioned him.
Fainted in what fashion? Did his eyes roll, his mouth foam? Was he suddenly prone upon the floor?
He started to stumble about. His balance was impaired. I had to help him into a chair.
And then what did you do?
I gave him some brandy.
Oh, dear. What? Do you have something to say?
It is a popular misconception that people under stress require stimulants. The reverse is the truth.
Watson is often accurate and to the point. So, Bannister, your servant, is in an armchair, a glass of brandy in his hand.
He mentioned the possibility of police involvement. At once, I realized what that would entail. The reputation of the college, the probity of the Fortescue Prize, my own reputation and self-esteem. It concentrated my mind wonderfully. I made a careful examination of the room.
Well done. What did you find?
On the table, by the window, were several shavings from a pencil which had been sharpened. A broken tip of pencil lead was lying there also.
Someone had copied the passage of Greek from the page proofs. He had done so in a great hurry, in such a hurry as to break his pencil and had been compelled to put a fresh point to it. Yes, go on.
I have a new writing table with a surface of fine red leather. There is now a clean cut in it, about 4 inches long.
A scrap?
No, a positive cut. On the table also, I found a small ball of clay, a kind of black dough, with specks of what looks like sawdust mixed into it. It's difficult to describe. It's not quite a ball, more pyramid-shaped.
Have you brought it with you?
No. I thought it better to disturb nothing.
Fortune has been our friend, Mr. Soames. The puzzle is full of interest, and there are clues aplenty. The man Bannister, did you leave?